And, you know, we're talking a little bit about camps, and we got somebody else on the line that knows a thing or two about the camps that you were involved with.
All right.
Luke in Denver. Luke, you're on the air.
Ed, what's going on? Hey, I wanted to call in and talk about these Dare to Play camps you started, man, about a decade ago. You know, it's become a family affair, and your sons have been doing it since the beginning. So, what's your inspiration for these? I did it last week, and they were awesome.
Yeah, no, we've done it for a long time. I look forward to it every year in the month of June. And, you know, we run a Dare to Play football and cheer camp, and it's really exploded. In the beginning, we rolled a football onto the field. Michelle C. Witten from the Global Down Syndrome Foundation asked if we could do a camp for kids and young adults with Down syndrome. And I thought, well, why not? You know, we'd never done one, but why not? Let's give it a go. And it was such a success year one. It's just gotten bigger and bigger every year. Now the Denver Broncos help out. The Denver Broncos cheerleaders run the cheer camp. We have Denver Bronco players come out. Jake Butt came out this year. Brandon Stokely to support it. My sons, Max and Christian, came out. We partner, you know, every camper has a high school kid they partner with that kind of practices with them for a few weeks leading up to the game. And then we provide like a once in a lifetime type experience with a scoreboard and referees and a crowd and a halftime show and skydivers and miles and thunder and the whole deal. So it's really a pretty incredible camp, you know, for people that have been around families with sons or daughters with Down syndrome. There's not a lot of team sport opportunities for them. So we try to create that opportunity through the sport of football, and then we try to spread awareness to the community about people with Down syndrome. There's probably a lot of negative stereotypes, and, you know, you go out to the game and you see Michael and Dusty and Catherine and Steven, the rest of the guys running out there having fun and high-fiving each other and picking each other up and cheering when they score touchdowns. You see a lot of tears, Luke, you know that, in the stands with parents who are just so happy that their child is getting this opportunity to participate and have fun with their friends and play the sport of football just like, you know, we all got to do when we were kids.
You know, what's great, too, is it's really wonderful for the parents to have an opportunity to brag about their kids and the self-esteem and friendships that it's built between the relationships with the Bronco cheerleaders or the football players, many of whom you're coaching now as a high school football coach. But, I mean, they're going on to be prom kings or homecoming queens, doing things that their parents thought as these kids with Downs when they were growing up would never have the opportunity to do. And through the empowerment of team sports and in particular football, it's really, really helped them to blossom into something much more and give them something to really be a part of that's team sports. So I know you've been integral in founding and putting these together, and I think you've hosted them as far away as U.S. Naval Academy with Coach Billick and Coach Shanahan. So Ted's Super Bowl winning coach is backing you up on this too.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how many wonderful people there are in the world. And my role is just simply, you know, organize it in the beginning. It practically runs itself now. So many wonderful people have stepped up. I mean, it's four practices and then a game, and the game itself requires hundreds of volunteers and participants to pull the thing off. And, you know, it went off without a hitch this year. Everyone is so giving and so wonderful. And then the game was actually pretty good this year. We had a 49-49 tie. You know, the RPO game was used a little bit in this year's particular game. We had more completed passes than ever before. And so that was fun to watch as well. But yeah, you know, it's just a chance for everyone in the neighborhood, everyone in the community to come out and support a great cause, create an opportunity, spread an awareness. And the number of Broncos that have helped out over the last 10 years is, I don't know, 20, 30 different Broncos, and Coach Shanahan has helped out, and Coach Billick when we did one at the Naval Academy a couple of years ago, and the turnout's just been phenomenal. So, yeah, we're blessed to be around so many wonderful giving people that have helped us put on the camp.
Well, you know, Ed, I think you're being a little bit humble. As you said, it takes hundreds of volunteers, and I worked for Elway for a good 7 years. So I've been around a number of players, and I've not seen anybody else give their hearts and their family and be as involved as you are. And it certainly wouldn't be as big and popular. I think we had almost 1,000 people in the stands watching this game. It's a game of two teams of kids with Down syndrome and some cheerleaders. So to get that many people into the stands and that much awareness really is phenomenal. And if any of the listeners want additional information, the camps are called Dare to Play. We love hosting in other cities, so if anybody has inclination to try to get these off somewhere else, I think it'd be great. But they can Google Dare to Play Football or just go to the Global Down Syndrome Foundation website, and there's a ton of information, some cool pictures of you with the kids and the other celebrity coaches that have participated over the years. And Christian, Max, all your sons who have participated have just done a phenomenal job in helping these kids feel included and really helping to build the self-esteem. So thank you so much for all you've done with it. It's really just been a great experience for all.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you,
Luke. Thanks for calling in and sharing the story.
Certainly. Thanks a lot for having me on.
You know, and Ed, it's, you know, it really is a passion of you and your family to kind of keep this thing rolling. And it's got to be fun to watch things grow the way they have.
Yeah. You know, at first, it was just doing a favor for a friend who asked me to try to put on a camp. And then, you know, you get to meet the families, you get to meet the campers, and they become your friends and they become people you care about. And you're like, well, you know, I want to do this every year. This is awesome. This is a lot of fun for me. So it's not work. I mean, it's technically there's a lot of work that goes into it and it takes a lot of volunteers, but it's fun. Like you feel fulfilled. You feel really good about it. Not as a dad, I feel great that my kids have been able to partner with our campers over the years. And Christian came back, made a special trip back this year to be part of the camp. And he was once one of the pals when he was in high school. So this has been going on a pretty long time. And to see those friendships created, there's a camper that's done a few of our camps, Dusty, who's one of our stud players. And Christian and Dusty become friends, and they've supported each other away from football and gotten to know each other. And it's a beautiful thing to watch those friendships created. And that's happened with a lot of our high school kids that have partnered with the campers, and they go on to become friends. And, you know, this year, you know, our next door neighbor, Logan, participated in the cheer camp, and, you know, we've grown closer to them through the camp. And so it's just, you know, it's, again, you know, you talk about giving back as a football player. You know, I only know how to give back in a couple of different ways, and one of them is through the sport of football. And so this was just a natural fit for me. But it's really about the people and the friendships and the families. I mean, that's why I do it.